This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Regina Anganja joins us this morning. She's a certified instructor for a program that's going to deal with depression recovery. And we're going to talk a little bit about a program that a cohort of hers is going to be putting on here in Atlantic coming up very soon. Regina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Depression. It really hits a lot more people than we realize, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and the program that we are having is sponsored by the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Atlantic, and it really is a great program because it does focus on all of the areas of depression. And one of the great things about this program is it's actually designed to help people who are even, some people take medication for depression, but other people don't respond well to that medication. And so this program not only is helpful for people that are on medication that's working for them, but it's also designed to help them recover from depression even if they're non-responsive to medication.
Depression's kind of a funny beast, isn't it? A lot of different physical afflictions we sometimes can feel coming on, but depression, although it has a lot of symptoms and signs, sometimes is really hard for people to recognize.
Absolutely, and that's one of the great things about being able to come to a free orientation like we're having. It's being held on January 20th at 6:30 p.m. At the Seventh-day Adventist Church in their conference center. And it's a great way for anybody to come and just hear about the program. It doesn't cost anything. A lot of times we don't know that we're depressed, or we think, oh, well, it's not that bad. We don't put, you know, the big D word on it. But really, depression can be in the form of, you know, not being able to sleep, you know, just having a lot of anxiety. So a lot of people are misdiagnosed with having anxiety when it's really depression, or maybe having depression when it's really anxiety.
I was really surprised to see some of the everyday triggers that can cause different types of major depression, you know, from genetics to just our regular lifestyle, to the things that we eat, to, you know, the habits that we have. There's so many different things that can cause depression.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that can cause depression is not getting enough light. And that's one of the things that we really focus on in the program, is letting people know how important it is to get enough light. Even in, you know, the times like this time of year when we don't really want to be outside, there are ways where you can get good sources of vitamin D or good sources of light that really does help improve your mental ability, you know, and it really improves your mood. And then also eating the right things. You know, we've heard forever that you need to eat for fuel, but really it's difficult. You know, we're very busy people, and if we're parents, grandparents, whoever we are, it becomes very difficult to eat right. But this program really does target in on the things that we need to eat and why we need to eat them. So it kind of gives us more motivation than just, oh, we know we need to eat it because it's healthy. But really, it tells us, well, not only is it healthy for us, but these are the benefits that we get to help improve our mood and help increase our energy.
Absolutely. I know there are several different things, symptoms, what have you, that folks can kind of look for as being triggers or things that we should know about depression, symptoms that we should follow up on. Are there some common ones that we should look for?
Yeah, and most people have heard those, you know, for a very long time. You know, if you just don't enjoy the things that you used to enjoy, if you spend more time sleeping than you would like to, and, you know, a lot of one of the key signature things about sleep is even if you sleep more, you're still tired. You know, I mean, it's like a constant, I'm always tired. Even if I sleep, you know, if you only sleep 4 hours a night, of course you expect to be tired. But then if you really get like 12 hours of sleep and then you wake up and you're still tired, that's a great indication that you could have either some anxiety or some depression.
Yeah, sometimes we kind of have this deep-seated feeling in the back of our minds that depression is just sometimes, you know, getting some sad news and we just stew about it and whatever. And it's a lot deeper than that, but also it's something that can really affect everything about us. I was really shocked to see the increased risk in a lot of other health factors when we go through depression.
Right, and one of the biggest things is, you know, obesity is increased. You know, just a lot of, you know, cancer. I mean, just a lot of different health problems that you can have. High blood pressure, diabetes. I mean, all of those things can really be a part of having depression or underlying depression.
Yeah. Now, and depression is also an issue that not only affects the individual, but it really affects everyone around them.
Absolutely. And that really brings me to, I wanted to point out that the program does have a free orientation on January 20th, but the program is $125 for one person. But the reason why there's a fee is because you are provided with ongoing resources. You receive several books, some recipes, those types of things. But if you do have somebody in your life who could benefit from it or maybe is suffering because of your depression or maybe you're suffering because of their depression or their anxiety, then two people can attend the class for just $190. And that would be that you, the two of you would share those materials that you're given during the class.
So I understand this properly. There are 9 classes in total, but the first one is kind of an orientation just to kind of give you the overview and see if it's something that you really want to go through.
Yes, and depending on, Michelle Carlson is the instructor that for this go-around, and she may have the orientation and then an additional 9 weeks of actual class time because there are 9 total sessions. And, you know, one of them includes a banquet and, you know, so people are able to celebrate the things that they've learned, the accomplishments that they've made, and it is a lot of hands-on, you know, visual things that you'll see. It's not just somebody talking at you the entire time. But the courses are Tuesdays starting January 20th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So, and during those 2 hours, again, it's interactive. You'll learn some things. You'll, you know, speak with each other, those types of things.
And how, Regina, how important is it to have folks together like that in a room that are all experiencing the same thing, kind of in a support group type situation? Is that important as well?
It is very important. I think one of the main things, there's a lot of testimonials to Dr. Nelly's Depression Recovery Program, and a lot of those testimonials, they're saying, you know, it was so nice to have a group of people going through the same things that I'm going through. I don't feel like I'm crazy. I don't feel like I'm abnormal, you know, those types of things. So it's so important to have a support group of people. And these are not doctors and, you know, whoever. I mean, these are people just like you and me that, you know, have struggles and just simple life struggles. It doesn't have to be something major like, oh, we lost somebody really important. But if we did lose somebody really important, then there's people there that can understand that, you know, or go through that with you at least.
Absolutely. Regina, can I ask, what's your interest in this? Why did you get involved in this program?
Well, I got involved in the program because I lost 2 people that I used to work with. I've been in the human resources field for about 12 years now, and I used to be a counselor. And a teenager that I used to work with, she recently committed suicide, as well as an adult friend of mine. And I just think it's so sad for people to not get the help that they really need. And if there's anything that I could do to help, I wanted to do that. So when I was offered the opportunity to get the training, I definitely wanted to do that. And even if I'm not at this course, you know, this time, being the instructor, there's definitely things that you learn along the way in any of those trainings. So it's so important for each of us to understand what depression is and what it looks like and how we can help out.
Yeah, it seems like such a waste when things like that happen when there are so many different opportunities to get help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that's never the answer. So.
Yeah, well, and it's not just help for the person themselves going through this, but family members, friends, those who are around who understand how to deal with this on a daily basis and how they can help someone else.
Absolutely.
Very good. Regina Howe, again, this starts on Tuesday, January 20th. Do people need to sign up? How do they go about this?
Yeah, they can sign up just by giving us a call. They can call me on my cell phone, which is 712-579-4939. And I know people might be surprised that I'm giving my cell number, but it really is that important to me. I really do want people to reach out and ask a question or several questions or get involved. And they can also email at rangandja@gmail.com. And that's just ranganja@gmail.com. And I would be happy to answer any questions they have and get them. The address for the orientation or the location of it is 2409 East 7th Street in Atlantic. So it's a Seventh-day Adventist church right across the street from Olson's Auto Power, a little bit down the street from there. But yeah, that's how you reach out, and that's all it takes. The first step is just to reach out. And one last thing I did want to mention about the Depression Recovery Program is that 99% of the participants have reported that they had a decrease in their depression or anxiety, and 54% of them have reported that they were no longer depressed or had anxiety after going through the program. So there's really great results coming from just reaching out.
You bet. Resources, information, all that stuff. Again, it's $125 the registration fee for one person. They do have a buddy system, too. You can bring a second person along to register, and that would be a total of $185. And then you'll share the resources, the books and what have you there, too, and the take-home materials. Very good. It's always fun to do that with someone else, too. Sometimes it's better to have two eyes and two ears involved to pick up all the different things that may very well make an impact in your life.
Absolutely. And there is a payment option if you're not able to put it out all in the beginning. You can pay $25 down and then $25 for the next 4 weeks.
Excellent. So. And they just pay that at the door then?
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Again, Tuesday, January 20th, will be the first of those classes each Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church Conference Center here in Atlantic. And if that's something that will fit the needs in your life or someone you love, you might want to make a note of that and make sure that you participate. Regina, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Continue the good work.
Thank you very much.